I speak to you in the name of the one true and living God, our Creator, our Redeemer, and our Sustainer. Amen. Today's gospel reading is about three discouraged men. They were fishermen, not recreational fishermen, but workers whose families went hungry if there was no catch. Now, Jesus had met them before when they were associated with John the Baptist. In fact, he had been to Simon Peter's house and cured his mother-in-law of a high fever. But this day was a very bad day for these fishers. They had dropped their nets all night and caught nothing. And now it was morning, the morning after a night of failure. And dispirited, the men were washing their nets so that they could try again the following evening. Now, these four fishers knew that nobody is on top of the world every day, that everyone has ups and downs, that sometimes the world is sweet and sometimes it is sour. Sometimes life moves along briskly, and we accomplish what we set out to do, and we meet our personal goals. But other times, things get stuck, and we look at failure face to face, day after day. We don't know how to get out of what we don't know how we got into, and life comes to a halt. And that's where these four fishers are. They're in that space. After a night of hard labor, they had achieved nothing. Now, as these dispirited fishermen are drawing their nets close to the shore, they find that there is a big crowd on the beach, a big crowd that was listening to Jesus, pressing in upon him. Jesus is in the water, out, away from the crowd. And suddenly, surprisingly, unexpectedly, Jesus steps into Simon's boat, and he asks Peter to put out a little way from the shore, and Peter does. And from Peter's boat, Jesus continues to teach the crowds. Finally, when he is done preaching, the crowds go home. And at that point, Jesus turns to Simon and tells him to put out into the deep water and let your nets down for a catch. Now, this is really quite something when you think about it, that Jesus, a landlubber, a carpenter, is so audacious as to tell a professional fisherman how to go about his business. Audacious indeed. And Peter responds, "It won't do any good. We worked all night. We caught nothing. What would be the point of going out into the deep water? That's not where you find the fish anyway. We know where to find the fish. We know the time of day to go fishing. We learned it from our fathers, who learned it from their fathers. We have a generation after generation of wisdom and experience here. And here you are telling us how to go about our business." Now, I don't know about you, but there have been times in my life where I've failed, where I've come up short, where all my hard work and planning have gone to naught. And the last thing I want is to hear somebody say, "Try harder. keep going. Don't give up. And that's essentially what Jesus is doing. Try harder. Try again. And of course, all of Simon's wisdom and experience tells him to call it a day. He did his best. It didn't work. Maybe tomorrow night will be better. But Jesus persists. Try over there. Over there in the deep water. Let your nets down for a catch. And after protesting, Peter agrees. Perhaps he was just too tired, too dispirited to argue. Perhaps from his previous encounters with Jesus, he'd learned to trust him. Perhaps there was something in the tone of Jesus' voice that told him to defy all reason and logic and do what Jesus said. We don't know why Peter obeyed Jesus' directions. But for whatever reason, he does it. And you know the story from here. They threw the nets out from Simon's boat and engulfed such a great shoal of fish with them that the nets began to break. Indeed, they caught so many fish that when John and James came alongside and helped load the boats began to sink. It was an amazing catch, an unheard-of catch, a catch made in deep water, a catch taken where there should have been no catch, a catch taken at a time of day when there should have been no fish. Now, typically on this day, many preachers will talk about how we are all called to be soul catchers, how like Simon, Peter, and James, and John, we are all called to leave everything behind, all of our ordinary concerns and worries and frets and cares, and focus on winning people for God. And this is a good and worthwhile message. But I want to focus on the catch of fish and the facts behind it and what the whole episode might suggest about how we live our lives. So remember what Simon Peter says to Jesus when Jesus tells him to pull out into deep water and to drop his nets for a catch. Peter says, "Master, we've worked hard all night. We haven't caught anything." What Simon is effectively saying, "I know my business. We tried it. We worked all night, nothing happened, so what's the point?" And undoubtedly, we, like Peter, also think we know our business. But sometimes, like Simon and James and John, we know it too well. Simon and James and John know what is what. They know their business. They know who they are. They know what the situation is. And in many ways, they are trapped by that knowledge, that experience. And they're afraid. Afraid to risk. Afraid to reach out. Afraid to go beyond the familiar. Because in the end, they think they know how things will pan out. They know that there is no point to doing what is being asked of them. That is, there is no point going beyond the place where the fish are normally caught. Because if in the normal places there is nothing, then how much less will there be in the places where fish are almost never caught, and at the time of day when fish are almost never caught? They're reluctant to follow Jesus' direction. They protest. because they don't want to fail again. And they don't want to leave the safety, the familiarity of the shadows, of the shallows, and journey out into the deep waters, to journey out into the unknown. And of course, we can identify with that, can't we? We prefer to keep with the tried and the true. We too prefer the familiar over the new. We too would rather remain in the safety of the shallows rather than venture forth into unknown waters, rather than venture forth into the deep and try something new, something different. But Jesus is persistent. Put out into the deep water, he says, and let down your nets. And again, for whatever reason, whether exhaustion or trust or just shrugging your shoulders and saying whatever, Simon and James and John do as Jesus directs them. They let down their nets in the deep waters where there should be no fish. And they haul forth a miraculous catch, something that none of them could have expected, that they weren't prepared for. Indeed, there are so many fish that their boats begin to sink. And there is a lesson here for all of us. A lesson that sometimes we need to be stimulated by someone who lives outside of our frame of reference. Sometimes we need to hear another point of view. Sometimes we need to risk one more failure, to go out where common sense tells us we shouldn't, and to try something that we know will not work. Sometimes we just need to head out into the deep waters and let down our nets, for no better reason than that is what Jesus has asked us to do. Of course, there are many among us who are unwilling or unable to take such a chance, to take such risks. People who have gifts but do not use them, resources but squander them, time but keep it to themselves, all because they're unwilling to risk failure, unwilling to risk being humiliated, unwilling to take a chance. Our gospel today calls each and every one of us to leave the safety and familiarity of the shallows and to go out into the deep waters, into the unknown, and to cast our nets, to use our gifts, our talents, our resources in ways that are wisdom, experience, common sense tells us not to. Today's gospel reminds us that our knowledge and our experience is simply not equal to that of God's. That we need to recognize that God's ways are indeed superior to our own, that God's wisdom is greater, God's timing better, and God's counsel more life-giving than our own. As Isaiah and Paul and Simon Peter each acknowledge in their own ways in today's three readings, God is greater than they, and that they are in need of God's grace and God's love. And so too must we acknowledge our need, the limits of our wisdom, of our experience, to acknowledge our need of God, and to trust in God's ability and desire to meet those needs. Our nets may come up empty. They may come up empty for many days in a row. But if we are open to God, if we are willing to listen and to try the new things that God suggests, if we are willing to venture out to the deep water, simply because God asks us to, we will be rewarded. Our nets will be filled. Filled with God's grace. Filled with God's love. And filled so abundantly, filled abundantly beyond anything we can ask or imagine. But are we willing to take that risk? At the end of the day, faith has very little to do with belief. It has very little to do with what you think or what you know. At the end of the day, faith is a matter of trust. Do you trust in God? Do you trust in God's wisdom? And even when God calls you, as he called Isaiah, and you feel inadequate or not ready or you don't have enough or it would upset your life, or it would make things complicated, or you might be exposed to ridicule and rejection. The message is, take the risk. Leave the shallows and go deeper. Cast your nets, trusting that they will be filled. May it be so.